Hi, this is Growing Up Aspen, Joiner's Table Podcast with Andy Collin and Chris Pomeroy. And today we're joined with Lisbeth O'Dain.
Not to disparage small town America.
Right.
But they're isolated in their little communities.
That's true too.
In the middle of Kansas or wherever. And it's the farmers and the ranchers and the people that make that town click, and it's those people. And they're a small town, but that's the only influence they have is that group of people. Aspen, we had a small town, but the influence and variety of people that we had coming in.
Physics Institute, the Ideas Fest, the music
Music
Festival.
Yep.
Or just the people that came to work on the slopes, too. You
know? Exactly. And the Europeans that moved there and the different people that lived there. Yes, there was the seasonal people, but then there was the different people that actually called Aspen home. And their kids went to school with us. Hunter frickin' Thompson, my God.
Yeah.
You know. So it created... And I don't know what the kids are dealing with now. I know Zach, because Zach graduated from Aspen High in 06. He had a lot of that as well. And he and I have talked about that.
Right.
The variety of culture and people that made that town tick is extraordinarily unique.
Well, it's come up in our interviews that we've talked about, and it really feels to me like I remember when we were kids going to school, I would say probably 80% of our friends lived in homes. The DeWolfs,
yes.
Hollihans, they all had a home that they were in. And now I would say 80% live in employee housing of some sort.
Yeah.
That's a totally different flop. It's nice projects, but in a way, when you're talking about a town, that's everybody's living in the projects.
Yeah.
It's a totally different culture, you know?
It is.
The biggest thing I saw when I went to Aspen that hit me in the face real hard was everything up from Clark's Market, add 3 zeros to it. Everything down by Clark's Market, which is a little fast. I mean, there's some good choice of food, but it's just a couple little places. That's the cheapest places to eat in Aspen at all.
Yeah. You know?
Whereas there,
oh, even before we ended up moving from the valley, well, my sister and brother still live there, but moved down Carbondale. I mean, that was down valley. That was Aspen Village. That was Airport Business Center, down to Basalt, and then anywhere else. It's just
If you lived in Aspen Village, in our day, if you lived in Aspen Village, that was kind of the Hicks.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It was sort of like, ooh, you live there.
Yeah.
Ew.
Now I will say we moved there temporarily when we sold the house in Aspen. My mom, I don't know why she did it, but she didn't know where she wanted to go or what to do. So she bought that temporarily and put everything in storage until we bought a house down in Carbondale. But you're right. I mean, it was like the trailer park itself, it was like, at the time, they were $50,000 to $75,000 trailers,
Like
when back in the days when a trailer cost $12,000.
Now they're a million. Now they're like $1 million.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane.
But it was a special time. And that's one of the things I've loved about your book and all the different things that in the Facebook page, Friends of Aspen from the 70s or whatever.
Yeah.
And you see just dogs cruising around town all over the place. And the cat that lived at Tom's Market.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Everybody knew that black cat,
Yeah, exactly. And you know, there were just so many cool things that harkened from the Old West, because so many of those buildings were from the Old West.
Yeah, it had that flavor. That's why we actually moved there, was good. It felt like a real town. It had these old buildings. It felt like it was a real place, not just built up like Vail, where it's just popped up, you know?
Exactly, or Whistler or whatever.
Yeah.
You just reminded me of back in the 80s when the Old West, and I think a lot of it's changed, but the signs were all wood, and the trash cans were these barrels that looked like whiskey barrels.
Yes.
And I can remember so many times walking down the sidewalk having to stop because the whole group of people stopped, while one group of tourists stopped to take pictures of the trash
trash can.
Because it was Old West trash cans. You know? Are these authentic? Yeah, they're... sure, whatever.
But I think that's what made Aspen unique, was the melting pot of so many different kinds of people from all over the world. Well, all over the world. Europe didn't have a lot of south of the border folks.
They came in. They came in towards like late 80s is when it felt like it started.
We didn't have any Hispanics in our class, did we?
We did have a couple. There was a Pedro Sanchez, and there was
I do remember Pedro.
Another guy from
we had Pedro Mendez. Yeah, Pedro Mendez was from El Salvador.
Pedro Mendez, yeah, yeah. But if you ever want to know more about that, read Ted Conover's book called Coyotes, where he talks a lot about what did that was the Marriott in Vail started hiring illegals to do like laundry and clean up the maid services and stuff for the hotel. And they all went there, and then they all decided to check out some of the other ski resorts, and that's when
they came in. Interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I just remember playing outdoor volleyball, and it's starting to just everybody started just showing up out there, and then you'd notice a lot more Hispanic people.
Yeah,
they're playing volleyball. You know, with Zach and Josh and all those guys, it was kind of the. Those outdoor courts was by the skier chalet, which
they're
down now.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of sad.
Well, so many things. You know, I left Aspen a year and a half ago. So I'm sure it hasn't. I mean, there's some things that have changed, but just in general, I mean, the board used to be the post office.
Yeah. Well, you've been through it all, basically. I mean, you've lived in there through the change.
Yeah, I mean, I was in Glenwood or Newcastle for a lot of it for the last 10 years, 15 years. But, you know, I would still go up on a regular basis.
I would say if you're going to say one sentence about Aspen, it started as inclusive and now it's exclusive.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's sort of the difference between then and now.
It was inclusive to a remarkable degree.
No, it was inclusive to everybody. I mean, they even had a place where you could go sit at the music tent and just pull up a blanket and just sit there and listen outside.
Yeah.
And that was free. And now talking about paying for it. You know what I mean?
Even, even the name of this podcast is based on that, on the joiners table at the Wiener Stew. You know, about inclusive. Anybody could walk up, sit down, smoke a cigar, and have scrambled eggs together.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think Arthur's had a table like that too, didn't it?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
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 I mean, it was such a remarkable melting pot that all of us as kids just vicariously absorbed all of this, that made the kids, like even from my sister's age, my sister graduated in 77. 72. My brother graduated in 77.
So 72, so she might have been with Carolyn Heldman then.
Could be.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister's just turned 70.
Wow.
And even when I talk to them about growing up and when they were, there was something they wanted to do where they were going to be tearing down a bunch of trees. And my sister skipped school and sat in a tree for the day to try to protect the tree.
Wow.
And I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss that simplicity of life. But there is a lot of that here on the island.
That's what I was about to say. I've been to Orcas. I've been to Friday, and there's the island life, it captures a little bit of, it has a little
it
bit
does.
Of there.
But it is still, there's not that table at the restaurant that everybody right. can
yeah.
sit at.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's no
stoop, yeah.
No, there's nothing like that. It's very quiet. It's very laid back. There's a tremendous broad spectrum of people here.
Yeah.
But there's not that cohesiveness of town.
Right.
That we had.
Right. Right. In other words, we had several elements that pulled people together.
Exactly.
Around. Yeah.
And there's not a volleyball court where everyone just goes and shows up. There's no
right.
Pepke Park or Wagner Park where we're all just going to go hang out and pull up a blanket and just hang out and watch whomever or whatever and wander up and down. There's no mall where you're just going to sit and have a coffee and check that out. It's, you know, it's very separated that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Pace of life and the structure of life here reminds me of Old Aspen or Old Basalt.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. The authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.